Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. In fact, the whole site, well, I guess not the whole site, but the main feature of the site has been redesigned. It is now Reddit integrated. You can submit content just as you could before, but it's easier now. And browsing through the content is easier. When you click on a link, it just takes you right to the page. It does, you don't have to jump through like a halfway page kind of thing. And it's just made it easier to vote, easier to participate. So if you haven't dropped into freetalklive.com in a while, please go and take a look. We've integrated Reddit. Now, for those that aren't familiar, Reddit is one of the most popular social bookmarking sites on the web. And basically, we have our own, thanks to some of our listeners, we have our own Free Talk Live subreddit on Reddit. And I'm excited to announce that the Free Talk Live subreddit has now been completely rethemed. So if you go to the Free Talk Live subreddit, it looks a lot like our main website now, whereas it used to just look like the average subreddit, kind of the white, bland page. And now it's been all prettified, so be sure you check that out. Freetalklive.com, one of the top stories at freetalklive.com, and for good reason, is an update on one of the ladies from Pussy Riot. Now, for those who may not recall, Nemi or Mark, do one of you want to kind of summarize what has happened with Pussy Riot up until this point? Who are they?
They're kind of a punk rocky band in Russia, and they went into a very important cathedral there. And did they do like a acapella show?
I believe so.
I believe it was like a flash. It was not an anticipated.
Oh, no, they weren't invited
by
the priest.
Not at all.
Yeah, not at all.
It's not a planned appearance.
Yeah, so essentially they came there, they did a show uninvited, and they got like 2 or 3 years for like hooliganism, I believe.
That was the charge. Yep.
And regardless of, I mean, if best I can tell, no religious icons were smashed.
Correct.
No old saint bones were molested. Nothing happened here that sort of destroyed things. They came in, they were taken out, and in that amount of time, maybe an hour's worth of sort of peace and quiet, perhaps, was destroyed in the process.
Peace and quiet. Well, they did sing anti-Kremlin songs, so there was also the questioning of authority.
Mm-hmm. From both sides, the state and the church.
Right. So this made international headlines. These ladies are really courageous people because they're up against the Russian government. And, of course, I'm not saying the U.S. government's any good, but the Russian government is certainly not known for being very nice. And they're in prison now, and there's an update on one of them. A member of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot, who went on hunger strike in jail last week, has been taken to a hospital. This story from the BBC. Maria Alokchina was moved to a hospital in her prison colony of the Urals town of Berezinski. The husband of one of the bandmates told the Associated Press, Alokchina began her protest after being barred from attending a parole hearing. She and two other members of the Pussy Riot group were jailed after staging an anti-Vladimir Putin protest in a Moscow cathedral back in February of 2012. One, Yekaterina Samutsevich, had her sentence suspended on appeal last October. Another, Nadzeta Tolokonova, was denied parole last month. In a letter published by her lawyers earlier this week, Alokchina claimed prison officials were attempting to turn fellow inmates against her by holding a security crackdown in advance of the parole hearing. Alokchina previously spent 5 months in solitary confinement after claiming that officials deliberately lodged her with hardened criminals and encouraged them to intimidate her.
Hmm.
Now, Mark, you spent 9 years in prison. Do you believe her claims?
Do I believe that they could have done such a thing?
Yeah.
It certainly could be done. Do I think that officials can get other inmates to intimidate somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
And it can just be an intimidating process of putting somebody who's not a violent person in with violent people, period.
I can think of one instance in particular where an officer basically asked me to, I don't know, do something, me and some of my buddies, to do something to a particular inmate that snitched on him for something or another, to the powers that be. And I don't know what this officer thought he was going to do to protect me in this circumstance, and I certainly didn't take him up on it, but Nor did I tell him to go take a long walk off a short pier.
What did you tell him?
I said, You know, like I acted somewhat interested in what he was saying.
But didn't follow up on it.
No.
He never followed up with you.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, in this case, the Pussy Riot Trio were jailed for 2 years last August after being convicted of a breach of public order motivated by religious hatred. The prosecution prompted worldwide condemnation, with Sir Paul McCartney among those calling for the band members to be freed. So she's on a hunger strike. It's pretty serious business. It inevitably does lead to them basically shoving a tube up your nose or down your throat and force-feeding you, possibly IV, force-feeding you. And that can, at least in the case of the nose tube, be a
really
pretty
unpleasant.
Very sick kind of process.
It's not a it's not a small
painful
tube either. There are smaller tubes that they can put down your throat. This is a rather large one because, you know, food has to go down it.
Yeah. So I just thought it was important to update on that case because we were following it for a little while here on Free Talk Live, and I can't guarantee you we've brought you all of the news about Pussy Riot, but whatever you guys put in front of us, and I thank you to the folks over at freetalklive.com, the people, let's see, in this case it was Original Phobots who submitted that. So you can submit stuff to our website as well. Might just get it talked about on the radio waves. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. So, Mark, in other news, you've got something about school zero tolerance?
Yep, from BostonHerald.com, Marjorie Egan writes, I get why schools are jumpy. It's not even 6 months since Newtown. I don't get why schools rush to make pint-size offenders out of kindergartners who goof up by bringing toy guns to school or onto school buses, especially when those guns are hardly bigger than a quarter. Yet, at least 3 times in 4 months, a toy gun-toting Massachusetts kindergartner has run afoul of school authorities.
Massachusetts.
3 times in 4 months. It happens again. It happened again on a bus to Palmer's Old Mill Pond Elementary School last week.
Palmer does it again, Ian.
Yeah, Palmer's in the news. I just had a court victory in Palmer. We can talk about it more at another time, though. I'll have more details then.
The toy looks like a tiny assault rifle. It's from a G.I. Joe action figure. It's less than 2 inches long. Stop. Hold your fingers out to 2 inches.
It's pretty small.
Realize how small this thing is.
Not very intimidating.
It's just a little bit longer than a quarter. And it's maybe twice the length of a quarter.
Okay.
And certainly not as tall as one. The mother says here, I think, by the way, the boy is 6. I think they overreacted. Totally, I do.
Yeah.
The boy's mom, Mikey Crane, told WGGB-TV her boy had to write a letter of apology to the bus driver, though after she met with school officials yesterday, they agreed to drop the detention he had been sentenced to. Mom didn't
What was he apologizing for?
Bringing on a plastic knife.
It wasn't a knife, it was a gun.
Excuse me, plastic gun, excuse
right.
me. Yeah, sorry. Let's see. Mom
it's a lot more serious when it's a plastic gun.
Mom didn't want to talk about it anymore. She handed it off to an expert, her own mom, the boy's grandmother. Sarah, this is a retired school principal from Connecticut, and had this to say. I would have said, put it away, take it home, or I'll hold it until the end of school.
That stuff happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not allowed to bring toy guns to school or on the school bus. I know, but the poor little guy is already so upset about this, I really think they overreacted. The problem is, we don't use our heads.
Discretion. Discretion goes out the window with zero tolerance policy.
Totally. That's its definition.
Right,
now,
exactly.
What did they do to him? Did they suspend him?
They gave him a detention, and they made him write an apology letter to the bus driver.
In-school detention?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Is that all detention?
Detention is in school.
Well, okay, I guess you're right about that, but I remember they had Saturday school when I was in school.
That's
and
true.
So
Saturday detention if you really screwed up.
Detention's like after school or something.
Yeah, there's also detention that's during the school day, as I understand it.
In-house suspension.
They'll just like sit you in a room alone in the office.
This is your prep for jail, son.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a zero-tolerance story that you'd like to tell or comment on the Pussy Riot update. You can also bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. So they're right there, and they're free. Freetalklive.com. You can listen via the listening links at listen.freetalklive.com and learn about our over 115 great radio stations coast-to-coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've also got satellite radio, including XM, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel brought to you by Bitcoin. Plus, we got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get the details. Get tuned in. Listen.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies, like perhaps not giving detention to a kindergartner caught with a 2-inch plastic gun. Visit their YouTube channel and watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the state. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com.
Okay, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe you've got comments on zero-tolerance policies. There seemed to be no shortage. I know that when we were at the Bitcoin conference, that was a topic that you and Daryl had on the show.
Yeah, the criminalization of childhood, essentially. It says the things that I did as a kid that now you can seriously go to jail as a kid for in adult jail. And it just, to me, it's harmless. I remember building pipe bombs when I was a kid.
Wow.
You know? What do you mean, wow?
I never did pipe bombs, but I mean, we had M80s.
Like M80s, exactly, yeah. Same thing.
I built things that I called bombs, underneath. We had a house on stilts. I don't know why. I guess Florida and it's low. I'm not exactly sure, but there was all the stuff down there, oil and gasoline and things like that. And honestly, I played with that stuff and sort of built things out of, like, fertilizer and that kind of thing. I never set one of them off.
Oh, okay.
But, it was just me adding ingredients to things and calling it a concoction, a bomb.
Sure. I mean, you're a young boy. That's what boys do.
Is it that uncommon, or was I some kind of little madman?
No, I don't think so, and that's kind of my point.
Well, they're all little madmen.
when I was in high school, smoking on school grounds was still allowed, which is now,
damn,
like... Right, exactly, back in the dark ages. And now I just read this last year that at the same school, a kid was arrested after they found contraband on him in the form of cigarette lighter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's the same school.
Just, you know, he's not a Boy Scout.
Right, exactly. You never know.
And, of course, there's actually a story we talked about a few years ago about a Boy Scout who got in trouble because he had, what was it, some kind of Leatherman or something in his car?
It was a little 2-inch blade.
There was a story not that long ago about an Eagle Scout who left his hunting rifle in the back of his car when he went to school. And in the trunk, perfectly legal, except that, you know,
You're at school.
You might come in and shoot your classmates, you know? It just is...
Everything that's legal...
I promise not to shoot the classmates.
Right.
Yeah, whatever it is that's legal outside of school grounds is not necessarily does not necessarily have the same rules applied to it. I remember going to high school and being told by the principal that there were no rights. I did not have the right to free speech while on school campus.
I think it's accurate.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
You don't.
Well,
have
I definitely. You guys talked about this a little bit last night too. I definitely think that in the story about the instructor who advised the kids of their constitutional rights before taking the drug survey. Mm-hmm. You know, my experience in public school, I went for a year, was I was told that I had rights, but when I exercised them, I was shamed. I was, put on a, not a, I had the dunce cap put on. They were made the example
of
me. You know?
We like a lot of the things you stand for. It's just your methods that we disagree with.
That's right. Don't sit there and be silent.
You need to work inside the system.
Right.
No, but that's exactly. That's been my experience, and that's the experience in the real world too. In that, they tell you get all these rights, but if you exercise them, then they come after you.
That's right.
And that's what was happening with me.
We were just kidding. Yeah, we were just kidding. You don't really have those rights.
No, the whole thing is just a scam from top to bottom. I mean, they suggest right there, and at least in New Hampshire and a lot of other states, there's similar language, but right there in the first amendment to their Bill of Rights, or whatever it's called, the article, excuse me, they basically say that government of right is founded in consent. And
but they don't mean that.
Well, maybe that is what they mean. A government of right is founded in consent. It's just not their government.
Right.
Their government is not a government of right because
it's
not
founded in consent.
They don't ask
you if you consent.
That's right.
And
that's
if you tell them, I don't consent, they don't care.
And oh, yes, you do.
No, I didn't get into any of those issues at the hearing that I had today in court, but I do intend to breach those issues if the trial, if it moves to trial. It ended up being, it was supposed to be a trial for the smoke alarm situation where my tenants had their house raided last year, and the code enforcers were claiming that they had, you know, this warrant to go in there and look around for fire code violations. And I took that to trial today and basically spent an hour and a half of several bureaucrats' time answering questions about this this warrant. So essentially, I turned a trial into a hearing about a warrant or about the warrant itself, and managed to put off the actual trial until later on. So, you know, it's a minor court victory, but it's something, you know, it's something that you can look at and say, you know, if more people wouldn't just put up with whatever code enforcement says, same way of parking enforcement, if more people would challenge a parking enforcement ticket versus, you know, more people challenging code enforcement, you'd load up the court system with so many cases. I mean, this city attorney, they only have two city attorneys in Keene, New Hampshire. There's the main one, and there's the assistant one. And they can only spend so much time writing motions. They can only spend so much time on it, because they've got other things they're doing for the city.
In some cities, that's a make-work program for a jobs program for bureaucrats. They'll just go ahead and hire some more lawyers.
Good point. I think it's important to focus your efforts in one geographic area, which is why the Free State Project is such a great idea. And you can come to Porkfest here in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks at this point, June 17th through the 23rd, and you'll get to meet people who are willing to stand up for themselves. Because I wasn't alone in court today. I had a court with about a half a dozen people, and this was, you know, bright and early on a work day. Half a dozen supporters were there, and about a half a dozen bureaucrats were there. They actually, not only did they have the three people who were there doing the case, the attorney and the two witnesses, but three other bureaucrats came down and spent an hour and a half watching this. So I had support there. I had Conan, who's one of the movers and the bloggers at freekeen.com. He ran my camera. Normally I'm the one there recording trials. So, you know, there's plenty of people who are willing to help out here in New Hampshire and support people who are willing to stand up for themselves. And I think that when more people stand up for themselves and show kind of the process and what it is that it's like as that goes on, actually show the full trial video, show people that it's not as scary as it appears. And in a lot of cases, they don't have the case that they appear to have. Now, certainly this is more complicated than a parking ticket, which is pretty much an open and shut case for them. Like, you can't really say anything to the parking ticket. You could try, but you're going to get found guilty, and that's just basically to waste their time. But in the case, in this case, you know, there's some definitely some ins and outs, and there's some legal research, I guess, that needs to be done in order to do an okay job in front of the court, and certainly that does take practice. But if you're around other people who have had experience at it, it makes it easier. You can use those folks as a resource to learn about what to, you know, what papers to file and things like that. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're going to be broadcasting live there, and we're coming out Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got archives. You can click and download as many as you'd like, and you can get the latest 7 days' worth right at the front of the website. Of course, you can also grab them via our podcast, and then they will be automatically sent to you via your favorite podcast receiving program. Now, if you're subscribing to the podcast or you're visiting our SoundCloud page, you'll see more than just the archives of Free Talk Live. You'll see Edgington Post interviews. Mark, you posted one yesterday, and you'll also see other audio, like other interviews that we might perform. I performed several last week on various radio stations and also Doug Steffen's Good Day, which is a nationally syndicated radio program with over 300 radio affiliates, at least according to Wikipedia. And the guy's just a heck of a nice guy and a really professional talk show host. I mean,
every time I've talked to him at any of the conventions, he's always been very sort of forthcoming and helping along the next generation. That
real
kind of
gracious. Yeah, absolutely.
Gracious, that's a good word for it.
And he was very, very nice, and I was on his show for a good 7 minutes, and then there's another one where I'm on our affiliates in Pueblo as well as Colorado Springs in Colorado, I-25 Talk Radio. I was on there actually twice in one day. We're talking about Robin Hooding, by the way, which, of course, was hitting the news big time in that particular week. I just didn't get around to uploading them until today. So there's those, and then there's another one there that I did on a former affiliate of ours, WNTK, in the Upper Valley region of New Hampshire. So all of that stuff about Robin Hooding. But I post them to our Free Talk Live SoundCloud page because it's still Free Talk Live related. It's one of the hosts being interviewed on some sort of venue. So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can download those there. You can share them. You can share your favorite episodes with your friends and family on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. So, again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. We've kind of been talking about the court situation that I was involved in today, and I've got the video encoding, so for those of you that are into watching court footage, that will be available later at freekeen.com. But ultimately, I don't expect, you know, I don't expect to win this. I'm not of that perspective. I don't think there are any magic words that are going to save me. I don't think any brilliant legal argument is going to necessarily win the day. It's possible. Like, I would take today as a good sign in that I went there hoping to convert what was supposed to be a trial to a hearing about the warrant that created the situation in the first place.
Are you going to keep the same judge, though?
Yes. And when I, you know, I didn't expect that to happen. I expected to go in and have it batted back in my face and, you know, motion denied, and then let's just go run right into trial. And that didn't happen today, so it's a minor win. It's a way to clog the system up a little bit more. And when I say, frequently I get criticized here on Free Talk Live for, and I think this is a total misinterpretation of what I say, but sometimes I'm criticized as, oh, well, you want everybody to die for freedom or something like that. You want to go all the way. You want us to lose our houses. You want us to lose our kids. You want us to be slaughtered by the state. No, I don't want you to do anything that you don't feel like is appropriate. But I would hope that people would do something. And that doesn't mean you have to go all the way to the wall or to the mat for liberty. It means little baby steps. Try stepping out of your comfort zone for once.
Try just paying attention, for starters.
Paying attention's good, but when you're ready to do something, step out of that comfort zone. Take a parking ticket to trial. This is not the end of the world. If you get found guilty on it, at least you're in New Hampshire. I can't speak to other places. In other places, they might hit you with $400 court costs. But if you're in a place like New Hampshire, it's still the same fine. So it's a $5 ticket first off here in Keene. You take it to court. You get found guilty after, you know, going through the process. They had to spend all that time to get their conviction. And then it's still a $5 fine, which you could get the court to convert into a community service. You could get it converted into a, you know, another thing, like maybe donating it to a charity. So there are options. And there are options beyond just doing what you're told and just paying the fines. Try not doing those things. Try the challenging the system option, and you know, that's not taking it to the mat. You're not going to lose your kids over a parking ticket. Now, I can't say that my house isn't on the line with this situation with the smoke detectors. I'm not real clear on that, so really we'll find out what happens. But there, I suppose there's that possibility that they've been incurring fines of like $500 a day, and I've racked up $200,000 in fines in the last year or something ridiculous like that. In which case,
they have not informed you of that.
They haven't informed me of that, but, you know, it does say in their statutes that these things can be applied on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So, like, each day that you go beyond that can be a separate violation. I don't know if that means they have to prosecute all of those as separate violations. So, to some extent, it's a learning process for me, and I guess I'm putting my house on the line for the point of learning how this stuff works. But I think it's important to stand up for the things that you believe in. And I wouldn't recommend doing it where you are. As we mentioned previously, it's smarter to do it when you're around a community of liberty-oriented people who can back you up. Like Dave, who's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I don't know. That some nanny or something like that told me to call in and said you guys would be expecting me.
That's right. Good evening.
So who is this? Nemi?
This is Dave Jordan.
This is Dave Jordan from Winchester.
Can you tell me about that?
I can tell you a little bit about it. I've just become aware, and Dave, you can help me a little more. I found out about a case that's been going on in little town south of Keene here for about 6 years. Is that right, Dave?
Yep.
And they're trying to, the town of Winchester is trying to force you to clean up your property. Is that right?
Yeah, inspect, register everything.
No, that's
backhoes, everything.
Yeah, you know, you have some equipment there on your property. I was down there today to introduce myself because my understanding is you've been ordered to clear the property by June 14th. Is that right?
Yeah, somewhere around that time period.
And this is for equipment and unregistered vehicles, right?
Yeah.
And these folks have come from the town today. It was today or was it yesterday?
It was today.
In an effort to help.
They came today because they want to take an inventory, they said.
So they can steal some stuff from you down the line?
To find out what the good stuff is or what?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, My understanding is this: you're not the first resident of Winchester that this has happened to. There was someone not far from you that the town came in and tried to do the same thing to.
Oh, they did. They did. I posted
to the tune of $300,000.
I know of at least two in town they've done that to.
Yeah, I posted a video about this other guy, same town, on freekeen.com a few weeks ago. I just happened to run into him at this political event, and I had my video camera with me, and he started telling me about what was happening to him, and they stole $300,000 worth of his, a lot of industrial equipment right off of his yard. And not it wasn't his house, it was like his business. But either way, even if it is your house, you should be able to store whatever you want to in your yard. And this isn't an unheard of situation. I went to jail for having a couch in, my tenants actually had a couch in their yard once upon a time here in Keene. So, Dave, you're certainly not alone in this. What you said this has been going on for 6 years. Have you been doing all this pro se?
Yeah. And I mean, I can't even have a truck cab sitting out in my yard. I have to keep it indoors in order to have it.
And, do you live in some special zone that they've designated this way? And how long have you...
It's called the city of Winchester or whatever, the town.
It's the town, yeah.
Yeah, I've lived here since 2004.
Right, the zone is the geopolitical designation called the town that a bunch of men and women that we don't know decided was certain boundaries, and they decided they rule us within those certain boundaries, and that they will force and enforce their way upon us, their particular vision for whatever kind of society they want to create. And if that vision doesn't include what your vision includes, then you're going to get hurt or have your stuff stolen from you. I mean, eventually they could put you in jail, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they could. If you try to fight them and everything, I mean, they've already put like right around $100,000 lien on the house, you know?
Oh, man. Jeez.
And it's just continuous. They take me to court at least once a year. I mean, they've cost me a dump truck, a Mercedes, a van. You know, I mean, I had to give this stuff away because I can't junk it. I can't sell it. You know, I can't sell nothing off my property.
Now, they're saying, can you stay through the break, Dave, please?
Yeah, can you stick with us, Dave?
No.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Stand by. We'll find out more about this case.
That's because a New Hampshire yes.
That's right. That's right. Welcome
Free Talk
to
Live.
It.
You can take control as well and tell us your story. Maybe the state's come after you for something that you thought you were free to do. You can bring up anything that you want as well. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-453.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about standing up for your property rights. I was doing it today in court, and we've got another guy on the line here, Dave, who's been doing it for apparently 6 years.
That's right.
In the town of Winchester, New Hampshire, somewhat nearby to Arkeen, where we're doing the show. In fact, the tax rates are about as bad in Winchester as they are here in Keene, except you don't get all the city stuff because it's a smaller place. So you don't have the same level of taxation, I guess, because the houses aren't worth as much, but the percentage is about on par. And this particular town government is known for being corrupt. Of course, they're all corrupt, I think, to some extent or another. It's just that this one has the reputation of being corrupt, and there's been a story that I posted over at freekeen.com a few weeks ago about a man who had $300,000 of his personal property stolen from him by this very same town. And now we've got another guy here, Dave, who's on the line with us in New Hampshire, who also is having a similar situation where the town has put a $100,000 lien on your home. You've been tied up in court with them for 6 years, and basically they're claiming that your yard is a mess, that you need to register all the construction equipment and vehicles that are on the property because, well, basically they're government, so they're hungry for cash, and they want to turn, you know, this equipment that's basically sitting there, or maybe you're using it, who cares, it's your property, turn that into a revenue stream for them. So basically they're telling you, you either do this and register your vehicles and clean up the yard, or else we're going to come in and we're just going to take whatever whatever we want. Is that essentially, you know, the summary here, Dave?
Yeah, and not only register, also inspect everything.
Oh, great.
You know what I mean?
But the law in New Hampshire, if I understand correctly, is you are supposed to have your vehicle inspected within 10 days of registration. Is that right?
Yes. And that's the other thing, like they're twisting around, like, well, I went in there last year, I think it was around October, November time, and I signed an agreement with a judge in the town saying I would register everything in the property. They all agreed to that. I agreed to it. Mm. And she comes down in April, and because everything weren't inspected, they take me back to the court. Now they twist around and say that if you don't inspect your vehicle 10 days after you registered, your registration is not valid in New Hampshire.
Oh, God. And you know now, what I mean? Are all of these vehicles operational? Are they things you're, like, tinkering with, or?
But most of them will run, okay? I mean, I could actually start them up and probably run, but, you know, there's a few things I have to do to them to get an actual inspection, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm disabled. By the time I get done paying my mortgage and supporting my kids and stuff, I ain't got very much money at the end of the month, you know?
Jeez. Go ahead.
And they just keep pushing it on me. And I spend my summers, every summer, I spend my summers trying to do what they want to do so I can't get the things I need to do around the house done, you know?
Man, that's crazy. So basically what they're doing is these are vehicles that you're working on, and you should be able to do that. It's your property. You should be able to fix your car at your leisure, if that's your thing, or you're a hobbyist or a tinkerer or whatever. And or maybe just like to do your own work on your cars. But the city's basically, or the town in this case, is basically coming around saying, well, you don't have that car registered, and so therefore you need to register it. And then when you actually did that, they then said, well, now you've got to have it inspected. Well, wait, I can't take it down to an inspection station to get it inspected because it hasn't been repaired yet. So, oh, well, we're going to pull your registration. I have to register it and inspect it. I mean, it's just a crazy loop of a process that is just, it ends in you having your the car stolen
from
you.
It's revenue generating for them. I had a situation where
if you can afford to pay their fees and such.
Well, I had a car that I bought a car, and then I wanted to sell my car, the other car that I had, and so
the old Dodge Shadow.
This is some time ago. What happened to that thing? Anyway, so I had a BMW sitting in my driveway.
Was it in Florida then? Okay.
Was unregistered. Because, well, why would I have a, you know, it had expired, I was getting a new car. I took the plates off of the old car and put them on the new car, was what the rules were. And so, you know, they came and gave me a junk citation for a BMW sitting in my driveway. And it just...
Just because it wasn't registered, not because it was junk.
If I would have parked it the other direction, because in Florida you only have a license plate on one side, then they would have never known that it was on.
They would have had to have come on your property and then looked at the license,
But instead, since I didn't know this little rule, they went and called my vehicle a junk vehicle, and this is just revenue generation for
them. Absolutely.
I was, you know, in the process of selling the vehicle, so I have to have it registered while it's being sold.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So basically, they get dollar signs in their eyes when they see cars. I mean, I've had this happen on my property where code enforcement's threatened me because a tenant has had a car that, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't have registered at that time. So what? And it is all about revenue. Go ahead.
Speaking of coming on the property, that's the other thing I have to deal with for the past 6 years. You know, the judge had ruled in the original court order that the code enforcement officer could come on my property at any time during reasonable hours to investigate my property, all right, to examine my property. This last judge, he at least made it so they have to give me a 24-hour notice now, but before that, they didn't even have to give me a notice.
That's amazing, because in landlord-tenant law here in New Hampshire, you can't go into your tenant's portion of the property without 24 hours notice unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, well, you're not a tenant of the state or the city. They own you. That's insane.
You know what I mean? I don't understand what's going on with these courts. They go in there with us all stuff, and the judge agrees with them.
The judge agrees with the state. Well, that's because the state pays his paycheck.
Well, it's the town that he's agreeing with. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sorry. You're right. I used the state interchangeably for the town and for the state government and the federal government. To me, it's all this silly concept.
Most
called
of the time,
state. It's this crazy religion.
Cahoots.
It's a crazy religion where these men in robes have all these men with guns and cages that will follow their every whim and their every command. And we would all like to think that there's some sort of independence of the judiciary, but it's nonsense. They're all on the same team.
Yeah, I know. A cop told me that what a judge says is law. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It doesn't matter what, the law actually says. It doesn't matter what what the Constitution actually says. It's what a man in a robe says.
And
it's ridiculous.
The sad part of it all is town of Fitzwilliam, I don't know about today, okay, because I haven't been down to the check, but in 2004 when I was looking to buy a house, I was looking at one in Fitzwilliam I was going to buy, but it had an old septic system in. I mean, it didn't have a sector, but it had like a leach field where it ran out behind the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went up to the town to ask them what I needed to do to get, you know, if I bought that house. And the town told me, says, you don't have to do nothing because they have no zoning laws. And so then I was like, why and everything, you know, and I find out that that the town took Priggy to court over him putting up his garage. And Priggy proved in court that all zoning laws are unconstitutional. So
really?
Michigan was forced to abolish all their zoning laws.
Now, which Priggy is this?
Is Judge Priggy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so they went after a judge and the judge pwned him? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Wow. That I would be interested in learning more about.
If you can get in touch with
Nemi and give her some more information about that, Dave.
Dave, I would really like to find out what people can do to help you. When I talked with you today, my opinion of this is somebody's got a hair across their keister because they don't like looking at your property. And they want the money. It's a potential revenue stream. But what I had said to Dave and his wife today was the town has a problem with the property. I think the town should be responsible for putting up a fence around the property.
That'll be the day.
Well, I understand, but
logic.
I know logic, or gosh, you know, if you really are here to help, actually try to help.
They're here to help themselves to your money. They're here to help themselves to your property, help themselves to your obedience. And it's a sick, twisted system. And so, I'd love to know more about how to overturn zoning ordinances. God, that would be awesome.
So, Dave, if there is more that you can tell us to do to help, please let us know.
Are you in touch with him directly, Nemi, outside of the show?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it. I really ain't much on talking. I didn't know exactly what to do when I called. So.
Well, you did all right. You did all right.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
And hey, thanks for standing up for your property rights, man. There's not enough people like you out there. There's not enough people like you, but we're hoping to bring more people like you here to New Hampshire, and that's what the Free State Project, part of what it is all about. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. And, Dave, there's probably a Dave somewhere in your area. I mean, wherever it is you're listening to this, there's probably somebody like Dave who is being targeted by the local town or city government or the state or whoever, and they're probably standing alone. You know, because there's not that many people out there who are aware of this. The news doesn't tend to cover it. And even people who are made aware of it are not likely to get involved.
Not necessarily. And because it's easy to say, well, that guy's place is an eyesore. It's all right if the government goes in and takes care of that guy. It's not going to happen to me because my property's cleaned up. Well, baloney. We're seeing here in Keene, cops have gone to city council and can now go onto your property anytime if they think the noise ordinance is being violated, or if they see your car is uninspected, it's just one more power grab to get on your property and take a look around and see what else you're doing wrong.
That's
for
right.
Revenue.
So they can write you up and get you to cut them a check, and then another check, and then another, because they know once you cut them one check, you're good for another
that's
five.
Right.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But what if people stopped cutting them checks? What if people actually just clogged up the court system, refused to obey these ridiculous demands of our time in our property?
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.